Firsto, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Tuesday, March 3rd. I hope you're well. Coming up.
Somebody actually said, I think you'll get bored after about a week or two. No, we don't get bored. I never get bored.
Middle East war could last 5 weeks and fears for petrol and diesel price rises. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, government ministers will be updated today on the latest advice for Irish citizens living in the Middle East. Around 22,000 Irish people are registered as being in the region with local embassies. The updated cabinet from Foreign Affairs Minister Helen McEntee comes as the US issues new advice for its citizens to leave the Middle East in light of the operations against Iran. More blasts have been reported overnight in Tehran and in Lebanon's capital, Beirut. The US administration is also conceding ground troops may yet be sent into Iran. US Secretary of State Marco Rubio has been defending why they launched airstrikes with Israel targeting the regime in Iran on Saturday morning.
There absolutely was an imminent threat, and the imminent threat was that we knew that if Iran was attacked, and we believed they would be attacked, that they would immediately come after us. And we were not going to sit there and absorb a blow before we responded.
The US embassy in the Saudi capital has been attacked by two drones, causing a fire. No one was injured, but Americans in Riyadh are being urged to take shelter. President Trump is quoted as saying Iran will soon find out what retaliation will be following this and the deaths of six US service members since the weekend. Ali Reza Arafi, a rumoured successor to the country's supreme leader, remains defiant.
The Iranian nation will undoubtedly taste the sweet honey of victory. We are now in a fateful situation from which we can successfully emerge with the help of the people.
Uncertainty continues over when flights from Dublin to the Middle East will resume. Dublin Airport remains a connecting hub for a lot of flights to the Middle East and beyond, but dozens have been cancelled since the weekend, and the first wave of flights this morning also won't take off. The DAA's Graham McQueen says airlines can't make decisions until they see what happens with the region's airspace, so it's a waiting game.
Unfortunately, we have seen the first wave of flights cancelled again today by the airlines that serve the cities of Dubai, Abu Dhabi and Doha. We're waiting to find out from airlines whether they're going to run the later flights, but that all depends on whether or not the airspace in the Middle East reopens.
Meanwhile, the cost of diesel and petrol could reach up to 70 cents extra a litre due to the ongoing violence in the Middle East. Global economists are warning the price of oil and gas will increase sharply. The government is also warning the development could cause a shock to supply lines with the potential increases. Charlie Weston, personal finance editor with the Irish Independent, says we could be facing huge price increases for energy.
Some predictions are reckoning that petrol diesel prices could go up by 70 cents a litre. There's a University of Manchester professor, she's an Irish woman, Aoife Foley. She reckons that if we have a severe and prolonged outbreak of conflict in the Middle East, that will lead to as much as 70 cents going up on the litre of petrol. She reckons electricity prices could go up 60%.
To other news now, and Agriculture Minister Martin Hayden has welcomed the end to the impasse between the Irish Farmers Association and Bord Bia. A 28-day sit-in at Bord Bia headquarters ended last night after agreement that a governance review will take place into matters raised by the IFA in recent weeks. Irish Farmers Journal political correspondent Pat O'Toole was at Bord Bia headquarters when the protest was stood down. He says there appears to be a sense of relief on all sides.
Relief that it's over, relief that, you know, people who should be on the same side on things, especially issues like cap reform and, you know, achieving a reasonable cap budget, namely the minister and the farm organisations, that they're back on the same side, that Bord Bia, which is so key to farmers, are back on the same side. So I think relief is the overriding emotion.
The government is hoping to educate the public on finances. Cabinet is expected to sign off on the plans today. News Talk's Jessica Woodlock reports from Leinster House.
Taoiseach Simon Harris will today outline plans to appoint two new financial literacy ambassadors. These ambassadors will be tasked with educating people about savings, investments and money more broadly. They'll have a public-facing role and will form part of an EU-wide network. Meanwhile, the Taoiseach is also expected to bring forward a bill to officially dissolve the National Asset Management Agency, better known as NAMA. It follows a wind down of its operations last year.
Bill and Hillary Clinton appear to be distancing themselves from Jeffrey Epstein in videos released overnight. The former president and first lady both denied knowledge of his crimes while giving testimonies to a US congressional committee investigating the late paedophile. Former President Clinton is shown responding to a question on a conversation about Epstein with Donald Trump.
The president, this is 20-something years ago, never said anything to me to make me think he was involved in anything improper with regard to Epstein either. He just said we were friends and then we had a falling out over a land deal.
6G internet service could be on the way to Ireland. Communications Minister Patrick O'Donovan is bringing plans to Cabinet today, outlining new research in the field. If approved, a joint collaboration between Ireland and the UK will see researchers at Trinity College Dublin work on the advanced telecom networks. In entertainment news, Cillian Murphy says it was important to bring the premiere for the Peaky Blinders film to Birmingham. The Immortal Man, based in the city, is a continuation of the TV series. The Irish actor says it's an important character in the show.
The most important thing was to bring it back to Birmingham. It's about Birmingham as a character in the show and in the film, I think, you know. We were developing it, you know, for a few years, so it was a kind of constant work in progress. It's an amazing script.
And in sport, in soccer, Ireland head coach Carla Ward says they're facing one of the best teams in the world tonight. The pitch at Tallaght Stadium has been narrowed to the minimum allowed specifications for the visit of France for their World Cup qualifier. Carla Ward knows her team will be up against it.
France are, they're deadly in transition, you know, they're aggressive, they're front-footed, they've got world-class talent in every single position. Their strength in depth is something that not many nations have, so look, we know what we're up against, and let's be really clear, we're up against one of the very best in world football.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.